Welcome to History in Minutes for the 9th of September 2025. Mama says you better believe it. Myths of History. The episode where we're going to take a closer look at the stories we think we know about the past and uncover the surprising truths behind them. It's also a bit of a tribute to one of my all-time favourite movies, The Waterboy. So today I'm going to self-identify as Colonel Sanders, and if you've seen the movie, you will know why. Now, a reminder that we've transitioned from the old Crowd Talks channel to this one. So if you're listening on there, please move your listening or your subscription over to the new History in Minutes channel. Today I've invited people to send in their, you know, personal myths for Mama to ruminate on. So you, the listener, has a bit of agency on this episode. And by the way, since I'm giving you that bit of agency, why don't you try and subscribe, maybe stick in the old review here and there. I mean, how am I meant to keep myself in booze and cigarettes if no one's subscribing? So for God's sake, try a bit harder, guys. As I said, I'm your host, Colonel Sanders, and today we're diving into some of history's most famous myths. Myths that have been repeated so often, they start to feel like facts. But when you scratch the surface, the truth looks very different. So let's begin. Mama says medieval people thought the earth was flat. You've probably heard this one in school, that, you know, before Christopher Columbus set sail in 1492, most people in Europe thought he'd fall off the edge of the world. But the reality was that educated Europeans had known that the earth was around since the time of ancient Greece.
Mama's wrong again.
Yes, and Mama is wrong about this one. Philosophers like Aristotle and astronomers like Ptolemy offered, you know, proof ages earlier, centuries earlier. So by the time of the Middle Ages, university students routinely learned about, you know, Earth as being a sphere. No one probably really knows what the common people thought. So where did the flat Earth myth come from? It seems to be from the 19th century, and it has a bit to do with the propaganda of the times. And of course, today there's probably more people that subscribe to the flat earth theory than what there was in the Middle Ages. There are a number of people out there who have been particular individuals who run, you know, YouTube channels. There was even a documentary about it. Sort of invalidates the billions of dollars we spend on education every year to end up with more people believing in the flat earth than they did, like, you know, in the Middle Ages. Mama says Marie Antoinette said, "Let them eat cake."
Mama's wrong again.
Mama is certainly wrong about this one. Similarly to Mama's claim on the flat earth, this one is also bunk. This quote is probably one of the most famous in history. There's no evidence that Marie Antoinette ever said it. Marie Antoinette was the Queen of France during the revolution that started in 1789. In fact, the translation that comes from the source of it, which I think was Rousseau, it doesn't even translate into cake, it translates into brioche. But anyway, why did it stick? Because it sort of fitted in well with the propaganda of the time of a frivolous, out-of-touch queen. And it's a myth that tells a nice, neat story about inequality and revolution. But at the end of the day, it's not rooted in fact. She never did say it at all. Well, there's no evidence she ever said it at all. Mama says William the Conqueror was the first king of England.
Mama's wrong again.
We often hear that William the Conqueror, after defeating King Harold at the Battle of Hastings in 1066, became the first king of England. But that's not true, given the fact that the guy he defeated was King Harold. It's kind of clear that England had some type of king before he turned up. And in fact, it had a line of kings going back centuries. You had Alfred the Great, Athelstan, Edward the Confessor, just to name, you know, a few. By calling him the first king, you sort of erased the long Anglo-Saxon tradition that came before him, because the kings before William the Conqueror were Anglo-Saxons, whereas William was from Normandy, which was a province of France. Let's get on to our next myth. Mama says the CIA weaponized cats.
Mama's wrong again.
No kind of saying this, you're wrong.
This one's actually true. This isn't a myth. In fact, in one of my earlier podcasts, I mentioned the story of Acoustic Kitty, where I tell the story about how they tried to make cats wear listening devices, and then you try and get them in proximity to a target where you could eavesdrop on them. But it didn't work out so well, because the cat failed its first test and took off at the first opportunity and got run over by a taxi. Mama says the Titanic was called unsinkable.
Mama's wrong again.
No kind of saying this, you're wrong.
This one's actually a bit tricky. There's plenty of people who mouth off and say that the Titanic was built as unsinkable, like in the contemporary age. And you see it in a lot of promotional materials for, you know, various Titanic events. But in 1912, the word was used very cautiously in promotional materials, often with qualifiers like virtually unsinkable. The first time we hear the unqualified phrase of it being unsinkable is actually on the day it sank. This came about because the White Star Line officials were asked for press comment, and the White Star Lines responded to that press comment by saying that the ship was unsinkable and, you know, it couldn't founder. What motivated the press comment were the as yet unverified rumours that the Titanic had actually sunk. So Mama might actually be half right about this one. Now, here's an interesting one for all my Australian listeners. Mama says more Australians were killed at Gallipoli than the British.
Mama's wrong again.
There's no reason for why this claim should exist other than just simply ignorance and or, you know, propaganda, which, as we're going through this podcast, you're probably beginning to understand that a lot of this mythology comes out of propaganda at different times. And so the facts were, I think we're close to close to 9,000 Australian dead at Gallipoli. And then the actual British casualties, or, you know, death casualties, the actual British dead, was 21,000. The mortality casualties were much greater than the Australian mortality casualties. I can't recall the actual wounded or missing figures. That's our journey through myths of history. Some exaggerations, some misunderstandings, and some outright fabrications. But all remind us of an important truth. History is just not what happened, it's what we believe happened. And those beliefs can change over time. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and join me the next time when we'll uncover even more surprising stories from the past. Until then, I'm Shane Appel, and thanks for listening to History in Minutes.